Welcome back, episode 25 of Airport Adjacent. I'm Coach Cal, and I wanted to talk to you guys today about confidence. I had a client just on Monday, and this isn't the first time this has happened in the last couple weeks, mention to me that they really wish they had my confidence on some of the things that I talk about and do within business. It's interesting because I've actually had people in the past tell me that they don't know how anyone could ever have the confidence to stand in front of a room of people and tell them the difference between what's right and what's wrong when it comes to business, when it comes to their lifestyle, when it comes to any of these things. And the only way you get really good in the ability to be confident and what's allowed me the opportunity to step up and do this is that you are at some point in time that person that's sitting there being told these things and you learn these things and you go through experiences that teach you the difference between right and wrong. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I'm quoting someone else, but in order to double your rate of success, you have to triple your rate of failure. And so failure doesn't necessarily have to be failure. Failure is just experiences. Failure is just trial and error. Failure is the opposite of what happens when you succeed, but I don't consider the opposite of success failure. I consider the opposite of success research. And so because what I can do on a daily basis is be successful or implement research, your ability to become more and more confident and do these things that I do starts to rear its head. And so this confidence that I have that I project onto my clients as to why this is a good decision and this is a bad decision and why you should listen to this, that, or the other is because at the end of the day, I've seen this happen. One of my favorite pieces of my business is that I'm not a business coach that has 10, 20, 30, 40 clients. I'm a business coach with right around 400 on an active participating basis. So there's an old anecdote about Bobby Fischer, the champion chess player, junior, who played 8 people chess at the same exact time against one another. And he played all 8 of these matches without any of these people being able to see each other. And what he basically did was he played against the first person and then played that person's counter move on the person next to him. And so on and so forth all the way down the line. That by the time he got back, he had so much trial and error in these things that he was really only playing one match and matching everybody else's wits against that one individual. And the wonderful thing about what I do is I took a mantra a long time ago that I was going to learn 2 things every day and teach one of them to someone I don't know. And by doing that, I've become a very successful coach in my own right and constantly absorbing new education and distributing that education in a confident and successful manner. And when it's not successful, it's research on how to do it better next time. So when I'm looking at all of these things that you go through and these things that shape you and the things that make you different as a business, I have an opportunity to look at that and learn and say, hey, I'm learning things from a hair salon in San Antonio, Texas that I can implement to a machining company in Charlotte, North Carolina. And how does that work? Because clients express interest in the same manner, because businesses scale and see operational inefficiencies and things like that in the same way. And so the ability to have all these clients, I can coach one and then take what happens there and use it on the next one and take what happens there and use it on the next one. And by the time I get all back way around, my clients have helped shape these strategies and things that we've done to the point that they're perfected through not just 1 or 2 or 30 or 40 months, but several hundred. And so there's constantly updated information, constant ways of keeping yourself abreast. And confidence, if anything else, at the end of the day, is speed. That's all it is. And I hate to get all mathy on you here, not mouthy, mathy, but the math of being confident when it comes to business is very simple. If there were 100 days alone in a year that you worked, and that was it, each day would represent 1% of that overall year's work life, okay? So if each day represents 1% in a year with 100, and in 2018 there's 220 roughly work days, that means each day represents less than 0.5% of your overall work life in this particular year. So even if you make a decision right now, today, at noon, and by the time you clock out at the end of the day, you can tell it's not a good decision, you can change that. You can unmake that decision. You can't unring every bell, but you can sure as heck stop ringing the bell. And so at the end of the day, the confidence that I exude in business is all about speed. If I mess up and spend an entire month going through this terrible exercise that I've gone through of just shattering and shredding everything that I did for an entire month and saying, you know what, that was not the right decision and I learn a lot, I only waste 8.3% of my overall work year. That's amazing. That means even if I complete everything successfully for the rest of the year, I ran my business 91% successfully on the year. So speed, just go do it. What's the worst that can happen? You're a business owner. People know business owners stumble and fumble and figure out the ways to do things better. And sometimes it's through trial and error. Don't be afraid of the error by pushing yourself away from going through the trials. Look, every single idea you have on something you could be doing, you can start to execute on right now. You execute on ideas all the time. It's noon where I'm at right now. I'm hungry and thinking about lunch. So if you're the type of person who has the idea in your head of, man, I want to eat soon. What is it that I want to eat? And you have that idea. You don't ponder on it and fester on it and send it out to the world and look for feedback. What should I eat? Are you guys getting food? I think I'm going to get food. And if you do that, you do it for a very short period of time and then you execute on the idea. You move at speed because you know what? Even if this meal is a bad one, you know you're going to get to eat again in 4 or 5 hours and you can take the trial and error from, that's not really what I wanted. I wanted this instead. And you can implement that change and make that decision a powerful, useful decision for that next meal that you're going to eat. There's no difference in my mind in you waking up every day hungry, eating this business plan that you've put in front of yourself, digesting this new form, this new shape that your life's going to get to take. That's the confidence you need to go into it with. It's just another meal. It's just another day. Today is Wednesday, and there will be another one in 7 days. There will be a whole new work day tomorrow as soon as you wake up. Make a decision. Be confident. Push yourself. There's no reason at all why those decisions can't be unmade or unwrung or unsituated if they happen to be something that you just decide, is it good? In business, you have to be almost Machiavellian in nature. You have to be able to say, I want to make a decision, and on this side of the aisle, there's 5 reasons why I should, and on that side of the aisle, there's 5 reasons why I shouldn't, and then you make the decision. And you make the decision to try it. If the pros and cons are always 50-50, go with just doing. Because by just doing, you put yourself in a situation that most people won't. And the one thing that holds people back from being successful is not doing. So I urge you, confidence is nothing more than speed. Confidence is nothing more than going. Whatever it is you think you're doing, go. Go. Just go. Go do something right now. Go do it.